You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Oh, baby, Lord have mercy, I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, your jukebox operator, warming up the old Rockola jukebox and preparing you for another hour of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. This is the soul that came before rock and roll. Welcome to the Juke in the Back. This week we're featuring one of the titans of vocal group rhythm and blues, the Moonglows. Even though they only recorded for about 5 or 6 years, and they only had a handful of hits, the harmonizing sound of Bobby Lester and Harvey Fuqua made the Moonglows one of the most memorable groups of the 1950s. This is part one of a two-part feature on the Moonglows. We'll start from their first recordings in 1953 and follow them on three different labels through the end of 1955. Next week, we'll pick them up at the beginning of 1956. Many of the most memorable vocal group records of the 1950s were by one-off groups who were lucky enough to either score a smash hit or popularize a song so much that it entered the public consciousness and endured for all these years. The Moonglows, however, did have some major hits. Some of these groups could sing, some of them were just in the right place at the right time. The Moonglows did it all. They were accomplished vocalist musicians who could write their own material. Their arrangements were thought out and fully formed. Their records were expertly produced. They had stellar musical backing. And while on Chess Records, they received a good deal of promotional push. Harvey Fuqua, who was born on July 27, 1928, came from a musical family. He was the nephew of Charlie Fuqua of the Ink Spots. He grew up in Louisville, Kentucky, and that's where he met Bobby Lester Dallas, who was born on January 13, 1930. The two sang together in high school, but interrupted their harmonizing to both enter the military. Upon their armed forces release, Fuqua and Lester joined back up again and went on the road with tenor sax man Ed Wiley's band. The duo split up, and Harvey Fuqua moved to Cleveland, where he formed a trio with an army buddy, Danny Cogins, and a neighbor, Prentice Barnes. They started to gig around as the Crazy Sounds, but something was missing. So Harvey Fuqua went back to Louisville and picked up Bobby Lester. As the Crazy Sounds, they mostly hit jazz clubs singing vocalese. That's the jazz vocal style where you interpret an instrument solo, most likely a sax solo, that was popularized by Eddie Jefferson, King Pleasure, and Annie Ross. I featured vocalese in a Juke in the Back episode a little while back. In 1952, they got their first break when local Cleveland disc jockey Alan Freed, who had begun making a name for himself playing rhythm and blues records on WJW, noticed them and was impressed. He signed them to a management deal and offered to record them on his own Champagne Records. Since Freed was known as the Moondog, he originally thought of giving them the name the Moon Puppies, but that didn't fly. So they became the Moonglows. The newly christened Moonglows began their recording career with a song written by Bobby Lester called I Just Can't Tell No Lie. Harvey handles the lead vocals with Bobby Lester on the bridge. Freed released it on Champagne Records in March of 53. It got some local airplay from Freed himself around the Cleveland area and was a very minor regional hit. I think it's a great jumpin' tune and a great way to start off this week's feature on the Moonglows. I'm Matt the Cat, and this is the Juke in the Back, and baby, I just can't tell no lie.
And I want you, please, pretty baby, 'cause I just can't tell Lola. I said, come back to me, baby, honey, 'cause I just can't tell no lie. Remember me, yes, I'm the one who loved you first.
Come back.
just wait and see.
The Moon Glows, featuring Harvey Fuqua on lead vocal, that was their first issue for the Chicago-based Chance Records. It came out in October of 1953, just a little while after Alan Freed landed them that deal on Chance. Freed only issued one Moon Glows record on his own Champagne label. That's I Just Can't Tell No Lie, backed with I've Been Your Dog Ever Since I've Been Your Man. Times were tough for the early Moon Glows, as Bobby Lester had to get a job as a truck driver, while Harvey Fuqua worked at a gas station. Fuqua's army buddy, Danny Cogins, was not happy with the business arrangement, so he ended up leaving the group. He was replaced by another neighbor of Harvey's, Alexander Walton, who often went by the name Pete Walton, and then under the name Pete Graves. This cat originally hailed from Alabama, and his tenor can be heard all over some of the Moon Glows' greatest records. Their first recording session for Chance was held on the 27th of September in 53, and there they recorded their first two singles, Baby Please, backed with Whistle My Love, and a Christmas single issued in December of 53 with Just a Lonely Christmas, backed with Hey Santa Claus. On January 10th, 1954, the Moon Glows had their second and final session for Chance Records. There, they recorded a cover of the Doris Day number one pop hit, Secret Love. Most of the time, we hear about pop acts covering R&B songs, but in this case, it was an R&B act covering a pop tune. The Moon Glows' Secret Love was their third release on Chance, and it was issued in February of 54. They're backed up here by the Red Holloway Orchestra. Here are the Moon Glows with Secret Love on the Juke in the Back.
Secret love, yeah, that lived within the heart of me, all too soon my secret love, yeah, became ambition to be free, so I told a friendly star. Why I'm so in love with you. Now I shout it from the highest hill, even told the golden daffodil. At last my heart's an open door. My secret love, no secret anymore. Now I shout it from the highest hill, even told the golden daffodil. At last my heart's an open door. Love's no secret anymore. My secret love, no secret anymore.
Hey, Yeah.
Miss Lucy.
Oh.
Ooh, so fine, so juicy.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah.
Miss Brown.
Oh.
You're about the finest gal who in town.
Ooh-wee.
Oh.
Ooh-wee.
Ooh.
A real gone mama, and she really knows the star.
Knows just what to do.
Ooh-wee.
Oh.
Ooh-wee.
This morning,
a real gone mama, and she really knows the star.
Wop,
ba-do-wop,
ba-do-wop,
ba-do-wop, ba-do-wop, ba-do-wop, ba-do-wop.
I ever seen.
Ooh-wee.
Now.
Ooh-wee.
This morning,
a real god mama, and she really knows the star.
Hey, Miss Yella. Hey, me, who is the fella? Hey, now Miss White. Telling you boys, she really all right.
A real gone mama, and she really knows the star. Well, she really knows the star.
Oh man, that's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Real Gone Mama, featuring Harvey Fuqua on lead vocals. That's the flip side of the fantabulous ballad Secret Love, which featured Bobby Lester singing the lead. Also on Secret Love, I'd like to point out Pete Graves' fantastic high tenor, which in a way kind of makes the record. I'm Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator, and you're digging on the Juke in the Back. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues as we feature the Moonglows, part one of a two-part feature on one of the greatest vocal groups of the 1950s. Up next is the Moonglows' fourth single issued on Chance. It's I Was Wrong, backed with Ooh Rockin' Daddy, issued in May of 54. This features Harvey handling the lead vocals. Here are the Moonglows with I Was Wrong.
See the tears falling from my eyes, and I'm just beginning to realize I was wrong, so wrong. So come on back to me and say I'm sorry about the things I said. The wine I drank, it must have went to my head. I was wrong, so wrong. So come on back to me and say,
hey, I'm back, yeah. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, Michael Carter, and contributors Pamela Isabel, Michael Carey, Carmine Mastrogiovanni, Valerie from Queens. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
This is Bobby the Bobcat. You're listening to Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat. Da 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 da.
Sometimes I could cry. Heaven help me, I could have died. I understand that we had to fight. I could cry. It's confusing, but amusing that I'm in love with you. Life's crazy, I'm going crazy. What more? By trouble, my eye. Sing the song, boy. Trouble mind.
A fantastic swinging blues number from the Moon Glows. That's 219 Train. That was their fifth and final release on Chance Records.
For many years, it was believed that that record, backed with My Gal, was never actually issued as a regular standard 45, that it was only issued as a DJ promo. That's because the Chance label on this record was black and white, two colors traditionally used on DJ promos only, especially since the Chance label was usually a bright blue and silver. However, it is now believed that that black and white label was a true Chance release, and if you have one of those 45s, it could bring you upwards of $5,000.
Oh, mercy!
Their final Chance release was issued in September of 54, the same month that they were signed to Chess Records and immediately entered the Chess Studios to record their first session. One of the songs recorded at that first Chess session, Sincerely, turned out to be the group's biggest hit. From Prentice Barnes' opening bass notes to the Moonglow's signature blow note style heard at the end of the record, Sincerely was the entire Moonglow's package. It's that blow note innovation, that wah kind of opening up of the note at the end of the song that became the Moonglow's trademark. And that was very influential to other vocal groups of the day. This is what sets the Moonglow's apart. They were an innovative group and were listened to by other groups of the time. Sincerely hit number one on the rhythm and blues lists and crossed over to number 20 on the pop charts. It was then covered by the McGuire sisters and taken to the top of the pop charts. Sincerely was written by Harvey Fuqua, but if you look at the original label, Alan Freed gets half of the writing credit. That's because Freed was still the Moonglow's manager, and as manager, he took in half the royalties. That was a common practice of the day. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring the great music of the Moonglows. This is part one of my two-part feature on this fantabulous group. Let's hear their biggest record now, as well as the flip side, Tempting. From October of 1954, here are the Moonglows with Sincerely.
Bottle, 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 bottle.
I love you. from side to side. Yeah, you look mighty neat.
You make my temperature rise.
I saw you again late last night with your headlights on. Got you in some dark alley.
My, how you carry on.
Well, I love you, baby, cause you stack way back. You and all the rest. When you're walking down the avenue, all the fellas holler, baby, how about that mess?
You are tempting, baby, you are tempting, baby, you are tempting, baby, you tempt me all the time.
You know what I'm talking about, so come on, baby, knock me out.
You are tempting, baby, you are tempting, baby, you are tempting, baby, you tempt me all the time.
Yes, I love you.
You tempt me all the time.
Please believe me.
You tempt me all the time.
Yes, I'm gonna say
you tempt me.
Latin-flavored Tempting, featuring Harvey Fuqua on lead, backed with the groundbreaking Sincerely with Bobby Lester on lead. The Moonglows were riding high and Chess Records was ready to cash in. So without missing a beat, the following month after Sincerely was released, Chess decided to release another Moonglows record, but this time they put it on their Checker subsidiary. And so it wouldn't take away from sales of Sincerely, they decided to put it under the name Bobby Lester and the Moonlighters. What's kind of funny is it's Harvey Fuqua singing the lead on this record, even though the label says Bobby Lester and the Moonlighters. It's Shoo Dooby Doo, My Lovin' Baby, backed with a song, So All Alone, which is an actual duet between Bobby Lester and Harvey Fuqua and features none of the other Moonglows. So it's a weird little single release. Here are the Moonglows, the Moonlighters, with Shoo Dooby Doo, My Lovin' Baby.
I go to sleep at night, well, I just dream of you. Babe, you know, I know that my love is true.
My loving baby, you are the breath of me, and someday, baby, you'll be the death of me, my loving baby. You are my all and shoo-dooby-doo, shoo-dooby-doo, shoo-dooby-doo-doo.
Thank you.
I go to sleep at night. I just dream of you. Babe, you know, I know that my love is
true. Wow, my loving baby, you are the breath of me, and someday, baby, you'll be the death of me, my loving baby. You are my all and all. You are my all.
I'm so alone, baby, so all alone.
A solid duet between the Moonglows, Bobby Lester, and Harvey Fuqua. Man, Bobby Lester really lets it pour on that one. Oh, what a great little song that you just never hear anymore. I'm Matt the Cat, featuring the fantabulous Moonglows on this week's program. This is part one of a two-part series. Sometime in January of 55, the Moonglows were back in the studio, where they cut their next hit record, Most of All, featuring Bobby on lead. Most of All was issued by Chess in February of 55, and it topped out at number 5 on the R&B charts. Here is one of their most memorable records, The Moonglows with Most of All.
Do, 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 do.
Most of all, I want your most of all.
It's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the Moonglows. Let's go all the way back to their very first release from March of 1953. It was issued on DJ Alan Freed's own record label, Champagne Records. It's the flip side of I Just Can't Tell No Lie, called I've Been Your Dog Ever Since I've Been Your Man. And it's performed in the style of the Ravens, with a bass lead. If it were the Ravens, Jimmy Ricks would be singing lead. But in this case, it's the Moonglows, and Prentice Barnes is singing lead. Here's this week's Great 78, the Moonglows. I've been your dog ever since I've been your man.
The morning, baby, up as late at night. And the way your dogs, my baby, you stay for me to treat you right. Cause I've
been your dog, baby, since I've been your man.
All night long, now I'm starting again today. I'm not drinking because I want it, trying to drive my blues away. Cause I've
been your dog, baby, since I've been your man.
Bye.
baby, I'm gone.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
It won't rain, sun won't shine, all because that gal of mine, 'cause she's gone and left me, yeah. She's gone, and she's gone. My bell ring, this warm love, I've never felt like this before. 'Cause she's gone and left me.
Thank you.
The Moon Glows, recorded in March of 1955, that's I'm in Love, another true Bobby Lester and Harvey Fuqua duet. None of the other Moon Glows appear on that record. Before that, we heard She's Gone, which was recorded in January of 55, and features Pete Graves on lead vocal. We don't get to hear him on lead very often, so I wanted to take that opportunity to play one of his very fine Moon Glows records. She's Gone was issued as the flip side to Most of All. Well, that's going to wrap up part one of my two-parter on the Moon Glows as our final record this week. In My Diary, which was issued in November, became the Moon Glows' final record released in 1955. We'll pick up part two next week with the very beginning of 1956, and some more classic 1950s vocal group sound by the creme de la creme, the Moon Glows. Remember, soul, it's a feeling, and you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on the Juke in the Back. Let's close with In My Diary, one of the Moon Glows' most beautiful ballads, sung by Bobby Lester and featuring Pete Graves on the high tenor parts. This is one of those tunes that every time I hear it, it sticks with me for days. I'm Matt the Cat. I hope you dug the show, and I'll catch you on the flip side next week. Here are the Moon Glows with In My Diary. Goodbye, everybody.
In my diary, a lot of things I'm gonna write about the moon and that lonely
whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.